Ah, just a rumour, my old elephant tusk, my little green beige card table, just a rumour. Probably means nothing at all, but I may need a quote from you. Nothing to say, just pub talk, said Arthur. We thrive on it, my old prosthetic limb, we thrive on it. Plus it would fit like a what's it and one of those other things with the other stories of the week. So it could be enough just to have you denying it. Excuse me, something's just fallen out of my ear. There was a slight pause, at the end of which Murray Boss Henderson came back on the line, sounding genuinely shaken. Oh, just remembered, he said, what an odd evening I had last night. Anyway, my old, I won't say what, how do you feel about having ridden on Halley's Comet?
I haven't, said Arthur with a suppressed sigh, ridden on Halley's Comet.
Okay, how do you feel about not having ridden on Halley's Comet?
Pretty relaxed, Murray. There was a pause while Murray wrote this down.
Ah, good enough for me, Arthur, good enough for Ethel and me and the chickens. Fits in with the general weirdness of the week. Week of the Weirdos, we're thinking of calling it. Good, eh?
Very good.
Got a ring to it. First we have this man it always rains on.
What?
Ah, it's the absolute stocking top truth, all documented in his little black book. It all checks out at every single fun-loving level. The Met Office is going ice-cold thick banana whips and funny little men in white coats are flying in from all over the world with their little rulers and boxes and drip feeds. This man is the bee's knees, Arthur. He is the wasp's nipples. He is, I would go so far as to say, the entire set of erogenous zones of every major flying insect of the Western world. We're calling him the rain god, nice, eh?
I think I've met him, said Arthur.
Good ring to it. What did you say?
I may have met him. Complains all the time, yes?
Incredible! You met the rain god?
Well, if it's the same guy, I told him to stop complaining and show someone his book. There was an impressed pause from Murray Boss Henson's end of the phone.
Well, you did a bundle. An absolute bundle has absolutely been done by you. Listen, do you know how much a tour operator is paying that guy not to go to Malaga this year? I mean, forget irrigating the Sahara and boring stuff like that. This guy has a whole new career ahead of him, just avoiding places for money. The man's turning into a monster, Arthur. We might even have to make him win the bingo. Listen, we may want to do a feature on you, Arthur, the man who made the rain god rain. Got a good ring to it, eh?
A nice one, but
we might need to photograph you under a garden shower, but that'll be okay. Where are you?
I'm in Islington. Listen, Murray.
Islington?
Yes.
Well, what about the real weirdness of the week? The real seriously loopy stuff? You know about these flying people?
No.
Oh, you must have. This is the really seethingly crazy one. This is the real meatballs in the batter. Locals are phoning in all the time to say there's this couple of go flying nights. We've got guys down in our photo labs working through the night to put together a genuine photograph. You must have heard.
No.
Arthur, where have you been? Oh, space, right, I got your quote. But that was months ago. Listen, it's night after night this week, my old cheese grater. Right on your patch, this couple just fly around the sky and start doing all kinds of stuff. And I don't mean looking through walls or pretending to be box-girded bridges. You know anything?
No.
Arthur, it's been almost inexpressibly delicious conversing with you, chum bum, but I have to go. I'll send the guy with the camera and the hose. Give me the address. I'm ready and writing.
Listen, Murray, I called to ask you something.
I have a lot to do.
I just wanted to find out something about the dolphins.
Ah, no story. Last year's news. Forget them. They're gone.
It's important.
Listen, no one will touch it. You can't sustain a story, you know, when the only news is the continuing absence of whatever it is the story's about. Not our territory, anyway. Try the Sundays. Maybe they'll run a little whatever happened to the dolphin story in a couple of years, around August. But what's anybody going to do now? Dolphins still gone? Continuing dolphin absence? Dolphins further days without them? The story dies, Arthur. It lies down and kicks its little feet in the air and presently goes to the great golden spike in the sky, my old fruit bat.
Murray, I'm not interested in whether it's a story. I just want to find out how I can get in touch with that guy in California who claims to know something about it. I thought you might know. Chapter 28. People are beginning to talk, said Fenchurch that evening after they'd hauled her cello in. Not only talk, said Arthur, but print in big bold letters under the bingo prizes, which is why I thought I'd better get these. He showed her the long, narrow booklets of airline tickets.
Arthur, she said, hugging him, does that mean you've managed to talk to him?
I have had a day, said Arthur, of extreme telephonic exhaustion. I have spoken to virtually every department of virtually every paper in Fleet Street, and I finally tracked his number down.
You've obviously been working hard. You're drenched with sweat, poor darling.
Not with sweat, said Arthur wearily. A photographer's just been. I tried to argue, but never mind. The point is, yes.
You spoke to him?
I spoke to his wife. She said he was too weird to come to the phone right now and I should call back. He sat down heavily, realized he was missing something, and went to the fridge to find it. Want a drink? Would commit murder to get one.
I always know I'm in for a tough time when my cello teacher looks me up and down and says, "Oh, yes, my dear, I think a little Tchaikovsky today."